Secretary Chu and Governor Jim Doyle toured the home of Barbara Ostrovich, a widow on limited income who says she's very happy about a state program that's paying to put more insulation in her house.
I certainly can use it, let me tell you, because it was drafty in the house. And since I even noticed now, just a couple of rooms that they did, it's warm.
The program is also helping Ostrovich buy more energy-efficient appliances. The media event in Milwaukee came a day after Governor Doyle announced that the federal economic stimulus package will give Wisconsin nearly $200 million in weatherization and energy funding for low-income households. But Secretary Chu says he and Doyle also talked about ways to someday expand such programs to more income levels.
Even if you're a middle-income family, coming in with, let's say, $10,000 to weatherize is no mean feat. And so how do you actually make that money available so that the energy bills are decreased, the savings in energy are used to pay for the interest on the money?
Governor Doyle says the new weatherization and efficiency funding will create thousands of jobs in Wisconsin. He says the challenge will be to make sure the jobs don't go away when the stimulus dollars run out. Doyle referred to the leader of a local Latino-run weatherization program.
I think we all don't want us to go back to where Anselmo has to tell those new 100 people that he's hired that he doesn't have jobs anymore.
Doyle says he and Secretary Chu are looking at the model of housing authorities around the country and maybe creating a similar long-running effort to cut energy use. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.